Taking a look at corn and soybean planting progress. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. U.S. corn and soybean planting pace has increased notably week over week in USDA's latest crop progress report. First, taking a look at corn planting progress is USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
Looking solely at the Midwestern states, all but Missouri managed to achieve double-digit planting progress during the week. No small feat given the widespread showers. Leading the way, one of our drier states, Nebraska, a phenomenal jump from 21 to 50% of the corn planted during the week. Overall, that 50% planted in Nebraska is well ahead of the five-year average of 44%. All the other Midwestern states reporting double-digit planting progress. Missouri, where it has been a bit wetter, showing just a 7-point planting jump from 47 to 54%. That has now fallen slightly behind Missouri's five-year average of 57% planted. But again, that national number, 40% planted, staying just slightly ahead of the five-year average of 39%.
And taking a look at soybean planting by state.
It's easier actually to look at the Midwestern states that did not achieve double-digit planting progress during the week. That list includes Minnesota, where 9% of the crop was planted, North Dakota, 8% planted during the week, and Missouri, 3% planted during the week. In Missouri, the advance was from just 25 to 28%, staying ahead of the five-year average of 20%. As we move up to the north and looking at Minnesota, that 9-point jump to 22% planted stays ahead of the five-year average of 20%. And in North Dakota, 8% planting progress for soybeans from 2 to 10%. But even there, that's ahead of the five-year average of 2%. So even our slower planted states staying ahead of the respective five-year averages, and that is reflected, of course, in the national numbers.
With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.